Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, when that beat drops, everybody stop, because it's Tuesday and you are rocking with your girl, Makisha Clayton. We on the dumping ground. So thank you each and every person who always tune in on Tuesday, hot Tuesday, to listen to the dumping ground. I appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. As you guys know, these shows are archives from today's episode all the way up until our first episode. You can check us out on Spotify Podcast, iHeart Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the places where you find your podcasts is at. We are here, and you can also come back to Block Talk Radio if you want to listen to it, the recording as well. It's here. Yay! As you guys know, we got that merch, as our friend Ply says. We got that drip for sale. So, again, thank you for supporting us. If you want to buy the Depth of Ground merchandise, yeah, we got it. We got water bottles, masks, book bags, aprons, T-shirts, hoodies. You know, I was rocking my hoodies over the Thanksgiving break, and I was like, oh, my God, I love your hoodie. So, guess what? We got them on our website, and it's at the -dumping-ground.myspreadshop.com. Go check us out and get you some drip. Boop, 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 boop. I am super, uber excited because I have, you guys should be knowing that we are launching our podcast via YouTube. So we're going full throttle with this. We are going to be doing our full YouTube channel. This is going to be launching on our third year anniversary, which will be February the 7th, 2023. We're going hard in the paint. We're going in there. This is going to be our third year anniversary. We're going to have prizes and games. It's going to be super exciting. So I'm going to need you to do all the things that you do here, like, subscribe, follow, all those terms that we use in the social media world. I need you to follow us as we travel down this new road. We would love for you to travel with us right beside us. Yes, yeah. Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear and a safe place where you can drop off your problems and pick up some solutions, right? The dumping ground quote for 2022 is chasing the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. Again, chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. And that's Tony Hicks. That is his quote that he said. So we adopted that a quote. Also, too, you know, we're doing hashtag celebrate your win. So, hey, listen, you've been seeing me, all of my circles of friends who's on Facebook and social media and all that stuff. I've been getting you guys, drilling it in your head to celebrate your win, because if you don't celebrate yourself, nobody else is going to celebrate yourself. So create yourself a reward program, system, something. Celebrate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Take a moment back in and just breathe that's winning. Small win, big win, whatever. You define that win. But, man, celebrate your wins, man. So if you see me doing hashtag celebrate your wins, and I might tag you and say, hey, what's one of your wins for today? Just, you know, just shout it out so we can celebrate you as well. So that's what we want to do, right? So if you also have small business owners, as we launch this new YouTube channel, we gonna need still small business owner. They're just gonna be on camera, right? We are still looking for new business owners for 2023. We are already booked up for this year, but if we have any cancellations or anything, you guys are more than welcome to connect. Send us an email to hello@thedumpingground.com or nonprofits. We're here. Our goal is to, if you win, we win, right? Because small businesses need the same marketing as the big businesses. So if I help you, we help each other, right? We win, you win. You know, that's our mentality, right? But, you know, t- tonight we have an amazing business owner. We're there, right? Every week we've been having someone come on from different industries of their business, talking about their brand, their baby, their business, you know. And, of course, tonight would be the same thing, right? So tonight we have an amazing business owner. He is he has many layers. He's an entrepreneur, financial professional, speaker, mentor. He has his own podcast. I mean, money mindset dream coach podcast. He's the host of that. And he loves serving others, helping others get a jump start of life and reduce some of, if I only knew at your age, you know, what I know now. He's reducing those questions, sharing his knowledge. And his name is Kenny Ingersoll. So, Mr. Kenny, are you there? Welcome to the Dumping Ground. Can you hear me?
I am here. Thank you so much. That was an awesome intro. I love your energy.
Listen, I have so much energy because I've been eating, you know, around the Christmas holiday. Our tradition in my household is to get the three popcorns. It has the caramel, it has the cheese, and then it has the regular popcorn. So I have this big tub of popcorn right beside my desk, and I've just been like scooping out and just eating it all throughout the day. So I'm piped up on sugar. So that's what the problem is.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy day. I appreciate you coming and busting the dumper ground with your amazing knowledge and your brand. Like, man, that is a money mindset dream big coach. Like, that's a mouthful, but it pierces so many hearts because we need this, right? So I think it's pretty dope that you're pouring into people and helping people and coaching people and mentoring people because we weren't taught money, right? So all the questions, if I could have, should have, could have, would have, you know how we do that, you know. If we can avoid some of those different things by learning from other people, I think that is pretty amazing. So I'm going to ask you for, like, tell us one of your wins, and then we'll go into, because that's what we do. We talk about wins, you know. It could be a big win, small win. It doesn't have to be, you know, whatever. We just want to celebrate with you. So tell us something that exciting happened within your brand, your business, so we can pat you on your back and give you your flowers.
Well, I will start by saying a win is being on this platform and connecting with fine individuals like yourself and sharing the knowledge as much as possible. So any chance we have to do that is a win in our books. So, again, thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much. So let's just dig right into this. So let's talk about how did the idea for your business come about? Like, how did you come about with the mentoring, the coaching, all that stuff? Is this part of your day job and then it just trickled to your night job? Like, how did this come about?
So it came about through my own journey. I grew up with entrepreneurs as parents, and so I knew I wanted to do that, and it took me a while to figure out exactly what avenue I wanted. And then with the money mindset and the financial services that I do, you know, that again came from my own journey of having to go through that myself and learn all those, unlearn the old and relearn the new that better serves me. And then, you know, as soon as that started clicking, I knew that others would want to learn this as well. And if I could help them, like you said, eliminate some of that shoulda, coulda, wouldas, you know, that's what I want to do, you know, reach out to as many people as I can and help them to unlearn their current money mindset that's holding them back, and then learn a money mindset that's going to better serve them and to start dreaming big again.
Man, that's a good one, because I think especially for me, I raised a daughter. I still work in corporate America along with creating my own brand. And now I can take some calculated risks. Like, I couldn't dream big as I was raising her, right? I had to put everything in place and make sure she was secure and all these different things like that. So now I'm like, I need to start back dreaming. But it's hard to start back dreaming when you haven't dreamed in a long time. You know what I'm saying? So now when you say dream big, you know, it struck my nerves because I'm like, man, you really just like going for the low ball. Like, you really need to get back to when you were young and you thought that you can just do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, especially as an adult, we have to get back there because I think we allow our daily lives and our daily circumstances snuff out our dreams. You know what I'm saying? Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And every day, you know, we let the outside circumstances, like you said, control us or manipulate us or make us think otherwise. You know, I can't have this because of this, or I can't have this until this, you know, and that's just not the case.
Right. I think that is absolutely good that you're teaching people, especially I know with our my age group, you know, I'm not a young spring chicken anymore. So, you know, with us, you know, we have a different world, right? I was taught that our generation was taught, I know my parents' generation was taught, work until you're 65, right? Retire, get a pension, and that's when you live. That's not how I want to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that that's what your generation was told, mommy. But I'm like, I don't want to work till I'm 65 and have to continue to build up somebody else's dream while my dream dies. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's pretty cool that you are fusing up people to start back dreaming, man. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah. And it's a small twist, too. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with work until you're 65 or 70, but that doesn't mean you have to wait until that point to start living. And, you know, and working doesn't mean working a job that you hate 9 to 5. It could be whatever you're passionate about. You know, if you're passionate about, you know, fishing or hula hooping or painting art with wax paint, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be someone else's definition of work or, you know, and especially don't wait until then to start living. You know, live while you're working. Make your work revolve around your life.
And that's where I think that's important because we were not taught that. We were taught to just work, retire, and then you live. Like, how do I know I'm going to make it there? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to work my poor fingers to the bone, and by the time I get to that age, I'm sick or I'm not in my right mind. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dude, I should be living every day. I should be building my dream every day, not just work. You know what I'm saying? So that comes from your culture, your environment, your teaching and all that stuff. And you need a mentor, like somebody like you to come in and say, hey, I know you were taught that, but that doesn't mean it's 100% correct. I like the values, but that doesn't mean it's 100% correct and it's actually killing you. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important for your role to as being a mentor and developing people and training them in finances to understand, like, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, there's so many more opportunities than there were 20, 30 years ago when we were growing up and whatnot.
That is absolutely great. So I always ask all the So tell me, what are the couple things with your finance classes, are you teaching about like stocks? Are you teaching investments? What are like one of the main key elements for your finances pieces as a coach?
So as a coach, the mindset around it, you know, defining what money is, what your relationship with money is, you know, how you view, handle money, how you value money, what value you put on money. So I start with the deep core of the money mindset, and then that complements the financial services that I do. I don't do much with stocks or investments per se. I help people to get prepared for that, but I do more of the basic of, on the services side, is like the savings, budgeting, retirement, life insurance, you know, those sort of aspects. But with the mindset, money mindset factor in there as well.
That is, but Kenny, that is really good, because like I just told you my life story, that money mindset carries out so much because of the way you was taught and raised, right? So you have to literally pull back the layers from whoever client or whoever you're coaching to basically make them reprogram their mind. You know what I'm saying? So that takes, that takes a lot. And the person has to be willing to really be invested to that, to change their patterns in their mind, you know, in order to see your picture. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, they have to be willing and ready to make those changes.
Yeah, man, that's pretty exciting. So I ask everybody who comes on the show this. Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur?
So I believe, yes, there are. There's some key factors. Everybody's journey is different, but there's some key elements. you know, some of them being such as figure out what you want to do and then don't quit, just to be real simple about it.
Do you have two podcasts? Are you a host on Money Mindset? You're a host on Money Mindset Dream Coach, and you also have your own podcast, right? Is that correct?
No, just one podcast right now. So Money Mindset and Dream Big is what I coach on. I have my podcast, which is called Passion, Purpose, and Possibilities. That is separate but related to the coaching that I do, but they're different.
But you know what? It's in the same vein, right? Because in order for to change your mindset to live for passion, purpose, and possibilities, you have to change that mind. And because now to dream big, you have to discover your passion, discover your purpose, and then develop a plan for possibilities. You know what I'm saying? So I think that goes together like hand in glove. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty unique that you have this. So what particular day do you record your podcast on, and like how can people find your podcast? All that good stuff.
So, yeah, and they are definitely symbiotic, designed on purpose, because, you know, that's another thing in the entrepreneurial journey to when you start adding a second flow or whatever, when you get to that point, you want it symbiotic. But IngersollEnterprises.com is my main website, and it's got all the information on how to contact me, where to find my podcast. My podcast is live streamed every Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, or in other words, Utah time. So every Friday you'll see us go live Mountain Standard Time.
Man, that's cool. And today you got snow. So you guys think you're going to have snow on Friday?
It looks like it'll be gone by Friday. But that's the great thing with technology is we can still do the show even if there's snow.
I know, man. It's so cool, though, right? Like, it'd be cool, like, if you had your podcast set up so you could see the snow coming down, because, like, people from the South, hello, we don't, when we get snow, I was telling you earlier, everything shuts down. Like, I mean, like the schools, the work, everything is like, no, the South is not equipped for this. So everybody just stay home, go buy your milk, your bread, and your water. I didn't never understand that, but those are the three ingredients that we always buy. It doesn't make any sense, because if your refrigerator goes out, how are you going to keep your milk from spoiling? I didn't understand that, but I guess this is South thing too. Have you ever heard of that before?
Of buying the milk, bread, and water?
Yep, when you get a snowstorm.
Oh yeah, yep. And every time there's a big snowstorm, you'll go to the store and see shelves empty in certain departments.
Oh my goodness, that is too funny. So tell me, what is the most satisfying moment in your business? Like, what is the most satisfying moment in your business for you?
I love it when you see the look of relief, or like the light at the end of the tunnel look in the eyes of my clients.
That is
one of my most rewarding things in business.
I think that is true. And also, too, I think for you, I just think it's so dope that you are helping. And the reason why I keep nagging on this is because I'm talking about myself. So I think it's so dope that you are helping people to dream big again. I think that is pretty amazing, because I stopped dreaming, and you need someone in your corner to be like, yo, this is not it, you know, because sometimes you think this is it, this is all I got, you know what I'm saying, and it's not, you know what I'm saying. So I think this is a great area that people need, and you have provided service for people to be able to contact you, and you help them create a whole new mindset, a whole new plan of life. Man, that is truly a satisfying moment within your, that means you're walking on purpose. Like that has to feel good.
Oh yeah. It's one of the things that gets me out of bed every morning.
I know that's right. So you say your parents are entrepreneurs too?
So yeah, growing up, my parents were business owners. While I was growing up, so that's where I first got the bug and first learned about it.
Man, well, that is pretty amazing. Do you have any other questions, anything you want to leave with the audience? Like, you could tell them again how they can connect with you on your social media, all that stuff, so people can check you out and follow your page and follow your podcast and all that stuff. Could you tell them once again where they can locate you at?
Yeah, thank you. The simplest way is IngersollEnterprises.com. And then it's got all my social media. It's got all the podcast information, all the different events we have coming up, my contact info, all that sort of stuff is on there, IngersollEnterprises.com. And, I'd love for you to check it out. And if you have any questions or want further information, please feel free to reach out. My email and my cell phone number's on there, so you can text me directly.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool, Kenny. So this is what's going to happen. So 9 months from now, right, I'm going to be already on my YouTube channel, so you're going to have to come back on the show, because I like to talk to people in 9 months to see where their growth is or development, like what they've learned within those 9 months, what some of their challenges they have for 9 months, because iron sharpens iron, right? Like you said, you shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? It could avoid a lot of people from going down those same pit holes that maybe you have to face, and you can share that experience with other business owners so they can kind of deviate from those same mistakes. So in 9 months, you'll be live on the Dump the Ground YouTube channel. So you'll be coming back to kind of give us an overview of everything and where you're at, man. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you again.
Absolutely. I'd love to be on.
Yay. Well, do you have any last words you want to leave with the people, or are you good?
I'd say if final words, start now and don't quit.
Woo! I like it. I appreciate it. Start now and don't quit. Those are some powerful words. I like that. Well, Mr. Kenny, it's been amazing. Thank you so much for coming to the Dumping Ground. We will be following your journey, and we hope that you continue to just helping people change their mindset, help people continue to dream big, and your podcast just continue to flow, and your numbers just skyrocket. So like, subscribe, and all those, you know, those. I got to get used to saying all those words, right, because it's going to be a whole nother street platform that I got to use. So like, subscribe, and follow your pages and all that stuff so we can stay in contact, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much, Kenny. It's been amazing. And I look forward to talking to you in 9 months. Woohoo!
Woo!
All right, Mr. Kenny, it was great talking to you, and I'll chat with you later, okay?
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too. All right, guys, that was Mr. Kenny. He is the coach, Money Mindset, Dream Big Coach. He is helping you change your mind, help you start to dream again. He also has a podcast that is called Passion, Purpose, and Possibility that airs on Friday, 6 o'clock Mountain Time, I think you said. But his information is on his website, so take a look at it. And check him out. If you need to connect with him to help get you out that slump, connect with him so you can start to dream big again. Well, that's all we have for you guys tonight. Thank you so much for your time. The Dumping Ground shall see you again next week. Have a great night.